Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 3.5 cents at 324 3/4, July wheat down 1.5 cents at 483.5, and July beans down 2.25 at 874. Well, if it's not bad enough that the rains are pushing prices down, Peter Navarro, one of the president's trade reps, came out and said that the deal with China is over. That sent the stock market down about 400 points. It sent the beans down about a dime. Corn was down about 7 cents at one point. And then about an hour later, they came out and said, no, the deal's not over. You misunderstood what I said. And the stock market rallied almost 800 points off of that. Beans rallied the better part of a dime at one point. Corn came back a little bit. So, I don't know what's going on, why these guys, one guy makes one comment, somebody else comes out with another. The president said this morning in a tweet that the trade deal is not over. So, who knows? We did sell 132,000 metric tons of beans to China this morning. That may firm up the markets just a tad out here. But the rains continue. We've had really pretty good rains. The crop ratings for beans went down 2%, but they went up 2% on the corn and wheat. I don't see anything really barring us for having a really big corn and bean crop as long as this moderate weather continues to hold. The coronavirus is still in a lot of people's minds. It seems to be certainly getting worse in many, many states. We don't have a cure. We don't have a treatment. So, I think things can get bad again. And, I don't know. Like I've been saying, I have no idea why the stock market is on this kind of a rally out here. But we've got 21, 22 million people out of work. We've got just an unbelievable deficit out here. So at some point, you'd think that the market would take notice of that. But the NASDAQ, I think, made a new high close yesterday. This morning, the dollar is down 50 ticks at 96.49, that's about 50 cents or 50 ticks away from the lows that we made about a week and a half ago. Crude oil is up 21 cents a barrel. Looks like we got very close to filling that gap in the August crude oil. Let me take a quick look at that. 42.17. No, we missed it by about 50 cents or so. But still, strong rebound on the crude oil market. Metals are higher. Again, I don't want to really be selling grains down here, particularly corn with the funds as short as they are, meal with as short as it is. But we could make new lows Monday. It's certainly possible, or Tuesday next week. But, I just don't want to get too bearish as we head into the 4th of July holiday. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.